The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat, because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Kansas. Just another Saturday night under the lights from a NASCAR fan's view. Well, here we are, just another Saturday night under the lights. But will it really be just another Saturday night under the lights at the Kansas Speedway? This is one weekend that many have been looking forward to, especially those in the Hendrick Chevys. What they really want to know is the answer to the question, have we really made advances in performance, or are we only making improvements on what are called specialty tracks? It is a valid question, and one that needs to be answered sooner than later, since many of the tracks they face in a season are mile-and-a-half tracks. If the Hendrick and other Chevy teams make a good showing in Kansas, it could mean they are making steps in the right direction. As it stands at the moment, they have proven they can perform well at the Super Speedway of Talladega and shorter tracks like Dover and Martinsville. But those just aren't the same as the 1.5-mile tracks they will face this weekend and those coming in the near future. With the way the practices and the qualifying went, the Fords look very good. In fact, the Chevys and the Fords looked to have good speed in qualifying. I do find it interesting that two Stewart Haas Racing teams sit on the front row, and one of them is Kevin Harvick, the pole winner. The next three positions are also Stewart Haas Fords, comprised of Eric Almirola, outside pole, with Clint Bowyer and Daniel Suarez taking up the third and fourth starting positions. In a quick look back, I have to admit, last weekend's race at the Monster Mile was different, and it definitely didn't go as I expected it would. It was actually a pretty good race, and the speeds were extremely fast, especially in the turns. It seems some drivers liked it, and others didn't, and some even expressed their dissatisfaction with the package NASCAR had them run. What I find interesting is how several drivers complained about the latest package NASCAR required them to run at Dover, and I know you've already heard what Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick had to say about NASCAR and the package this last week. What I find even more interesting is that the ones complaining so much, actually, I call it whining, are drivers that have been dominant in the past and can't seem to find their way to the front lately. I guess they think the package is to blame for their lack of performance. Frankly, I just don't see it that way. What I do see is drivers not being able to pass like they think they should. At times, it seems they think that everyone should just move out of their way so they can go by. Unfortunately, those they are trying to pass are using the very same tactics they would use to keep those drivers behind them. When the shoe is on the other foot, it appears they just don't think it's fair, or that the package is keeping them from passing or from taking the win, or whatever else they want to blame on the package, rather than their ability to find a way to make it work. The two most well-known to register complaints were Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick. And is it just me, or did Kyle Busch show us another time he wasn't happy? Could it be that he wasn't happy because he could only manage a 10th place finish? Funny that his teammate, Martin Truex Jr., won the race at Dover coming from the rear, while Kyle could only manage a 10th place finish. Same make, same car, same team, just different drivers. Wow. From my view, I honestly think the only time we ever do see Kyle happy is when he wins. All other times he does his usual whining about the track, the tires, or the package, and wears a frown for hours, and sometimes days, until he finally shows up and has a chance for contending for the win. If he has another bad day, his attitude is the same almost every time. Well, I don't apologize for that little rant, but it is time to move on to my view of what it will be like at Kansas Speedway under the lights. After all, the answer to the question I started off with won't be answered until the green flag drops. That's when the... well, you know what it is that stops when the green flag drops. Judging from the qualifying and just the general consensus after qualifying by the SHR teams, this may be just another Saturday night under the lights at Kansas Speedway. One big difference could be that the Chevys actually make a good showing against the Fords and Toyotas, perhaps even coming away with a win. And wouldn't that be different than recent times at the 1.5-mile tracks? But wait, didn't Chase Elliott win at this track the last time the MENCS teams visited last fall? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.